researchers have scientific knowledge far in advance of our own. It's my guess that in some way they are able to generate an intense heat in a chamber practically absolute to non-conductivity. This intense heat they project in a parallel beam against any object they choose by means of a polished parabolic mirror of unknown composition. Much as the mirror of a lighthouse projects a beam of light. And that is my conjecture of the origin of the heat ray.
Thank you, Professor Pearson. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the bulletin from Trenton. It is a brief statement informing us that the charred body of Carl Phillips has been identified in the Trenton Hospital. Now here's another bulletin from Washington, D.C. The office of the director of the National Red Cross reports 10 units of Red Cross emergency workers have been assigned to the headquarters of the state militia, stationed outside of Grovesville, New Jersey. Here's a bulletin from State Police Princeton Junction. The fires at Grovesville, New Jersey, are now under control. Scouts report all quiet in the pit. There is no sign of life appearing from the mouth of the facility. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special statement from Mr. Harry McLaughlin.